You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. Warning. The views expressed come from men who've spent half their lives in grease-stained overalls, inhaling hazardous fluids. Before taking any advice, consider the source. This program will contain humor of a questionable nature.
A mechanic tries to fix your car. No matter if you're near or far, he'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al. Hit it! It's a great day because we all woke up. You know what the options are. Welcome to Dave's Corner Garage. Could be the oldest and largest radio show of its kind.
It is the largest radio in Canada.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've been around now for 19 years. Can't believe my socks are that old. Anyways, we got a great show lined up for you. Trevor Hutchinson is with us today. He's the VP of Crown.
Well, you can call me anything,
Dave. Crown Prince. I'm not allowed to call you Crown Prince.
Well, you know, once you're royalty, you don't want to leave that.
I know what it's like, yes. Carrie Schmidt's going to be with us, our favorite OPP cop, with some serious issues about that big accident on the 400 series highways. And also we're going to talk about how we're just not nice to each other out there anymore. You know, it's like a car race. Everybody's an F1 driver. I get behind the wheel of the car, and you're not passing me, baby.
Oh, so that finger is the F1 finger?
I thought it was. I tell you, I was great.
Formula One. Okay, okay.
Dave McLean. I remember this name from last year. It's the auto show. Well, the auto show's coming in February. Dave has announced that they're giving away tickets, and we're going to be down there, by the way, with the town hall, like last year. And we're going to broadcast there with AM 740 on the Saturday. And on a family day, we'll be doing the town hall. And we should be announcing that we have a great contest from Crown. It's so complicated, we don't know what we're giving away.
We're just giving away lots of stuff.
Yeah. I had 200 entries last night. So go to davescornergarage.com, click on the button entry, and that'll just take you to the site. Or if you got an email from us because you're on our mailing list, click on that entry list there and get on the contest. We're giving away stuff continually. So I don't know when. I think in 2 weeks we start giving stuff away, like floor mats, Crown services, tires from Salins, a weekend with Alan.
And,
oh, no, you're not doing
and we're giving away free information. So if you got a car care question, any concern at all about your automobile or light truck, by all means, you will hear the phone numbers in a second, and you can give us a call. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, Dave's Corner Garage is on the air. By the way, davescornergarage.com, that's our website. It's brand new. We just redid it again. It's nice and simple. Our sponsors are in there. And speaking of which, Trevor's with us in the showroom. Trevor, quick question. Somewhere in Canada, there is snow right now. And you had some this morning, or what happened?
Well, you know, I was explaining the story earlier about that, you know, coming from the north, as we get down below about 5 degrees, they start putting magnesium and calcium chloride on the road, and they're doing it to prevent icing on the roads.
Right.
Right. And so this is what, when mixed with moisture, is contributing to the significantly increased corrosion on vehicles.
Right. And that's the worst time. I know we talk about it that in the springtime, you know, when it's warm, that's actually when the rust is the most active. So you're saying, too, that even now the temperature is not below zero, but when it's mostly at that freeze point, that's when it's the worst, eh?
Yeah, that is worse, because when it gets too cold, rust is almost dormant, right? But what happens is when we're at a point now where we have a lot of moisture that's out there, and just before the snow is going to fall, what happens is the road departments are out there spreading this to prevent icing on the roads. But what happens it adjusts the actual temperature of the pavement. That's why they're putting it on there, to prevent ice from forming, where we used to use rock salt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? But rock salt couldn't do that. It wasn't really there for it. It was usually put down after the fact.
So this is the liquid spray you're talking about.
That's right. So okay. the way you'll identify it is you'll actually see lines on the road. Mm-hmm. It'll be a discoloration on the road. They'll have lines on the road. And so what happens is our vehicles, as we travel over it, especially as it gets wet out there, is that's being stuck underneath the vehicle. It's on the chassis, gets onto the brake lines, brake components, things like that. And as you go through heating and cooling spells, what happens is we're reactivating that material.
Now, somewhere I heard they use beet juice.
Yeah, a lot of areas use beet juice, and what they're doing is they're doing it as a binding agent or a tackifier.
Oh, yeah.
To keep it there. Right. But what happens is when that gets underneath the vehicle, like on transmission casings, for instance, it'll actually form like a barnacle does on a boat. It mm-hmm. hardens on there and it's very difficult to get off. But braking components will see it. You'll get rust jacking on brakes. So this is really destructive and corrosive stuff to metal. But it's better for the roads.
Well, a little vinegar, some onions, and you're good to go.
That's right. Well, you know what's funny is that sometimes you will get a different smell off of that material.
Oh, is that right?
As well. Yeah, because when you add the beet juice to it, which is an organic, mm-hmm. It's also got a lifespan.
Yeah.
Right? And what happens is when you heat it up, you can actually get a distinct odor to it.
Really sounds like a commercial for Whole Foods or something.
Yeah. Tell me something. Now, Crown's been around since 1986.
1980.
I'm having a dyslexia.
April of 1986, we started.
How did we start?
So it started where our president, Freeman Young, had got together a small group. There were about 12 individual operators of rust control centers, and they started the company Crown with the idea that they had come from another franchise organization. So the idea was that they wanted to start a company where the control of the business stayed with the individual operator.
So it's a co-op.
So, yeah. So it became a co-op. So where they owned, in essence, a share in the company. But the idea was is that we would have a head office that would produce the materials and help in marketing and sales and R&D. But the real value of the business was the strength of the co-op. And so where it started from 12, you know, in Canada back in April of 1986, we've now got over 270 in Canada now. We've got over 30 in the United States, right, and we're in 15 other countries as well. But the core value, if you like, of the company, the mission statement is very much the same, that this is a dealer-run co-op.
You know, it's funny. We have a place in Florida, and I go down for a while, and I talk to people down there. There's rust problems in Florida. I didn't realize they were so serious.
Yeah, it's the moisture, right? The moisture in the salt air. That's the real key to it. And that's it's funny because people in Canada, specifically in the East, understand rust and mm-hmm. corrosion a lot better because we've dealt with it most of our lives, right?
Well, sure, they're getting like a double whammy. They're getting it from the road, which we do here, but they're getting it from the air as well.
That's right. And so, you know, when you combine those two factors, you realize that that's part of maintenance. We've gone into the United States over the last number of years, and professional people that operate heavy-duty equipment for a living understand the issue with corrosion, particularly with electrical issues and things like that. But for the retail public now, especially in about 26 of the northeastern states, this has become a real issue for them. And the funny thing is that there's a real gap, is that there's not a lot of service out there to address these issues. You either address it at the time you buy a vehicle, or you're prematurely getting rid of the vehicle because the body's corroding.
Well, sure. And, you know, commercial vehicles, whether they be big trucks or specialty vehicles, can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they're not usually flipped, you know, every 5 years.
No, the 10-year lifespan.
Exactly. So, you know, they know the importance of doing the maintenance, the preventative maintenance, so that these vehicles don't break down because you can't afford those breakdowns.
Alan, it's more than that. In Florida, I was talking to a guy at the airport, and these small aircraft mm-hmm. that are near the ocean, and they're made out of aluminum, they just turn to powder.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really a serious thing. So I'm trying to get the franchise for Florida.
You know, the answer, my friend, the answer, my friend, is blown in the wind.
There you go. All righty. By the way, if you missed one of our shows, you can go to davescornergarage.com, and there is a button there, and you can pick up the podcasts.
Exactly.
Of any of our shows. So if you like something that you heard, you can go back and listen again. We'll be right back. It's Dave's Corner Garage coming to you live. Semi. Alrighty, we're back. Garage doors wide open. We're going to take some phone calls.
There's yes, we have Trevor Hutchison from Crown in the studio.
Yep.
And you know, people always want to find out about the product, and we've got a caller on the line already. His name is Al. Oh, sorry, Dave. And anybody who calls in is going to be eligible for a $50 gift certificate?
Yeah, I still got a box of the leftovers.
Perfect. Let's give them out.
All right, we're going to go to Unionville now and speak to Al. Al, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm interested in the Crown, but I hesitate.
Because why?
My experience has been that if any oil product gets on the wiring system, over the years it starts to become crisp and brittle and cracking and the rest of it. So I hesitate to get a Crown for that reason.
All right, well Trevor's here. You can address that, Trevor.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely partially right.
It's like being married.
No, they're never right.
Yeah. So what it is it's not the oil in a product that does that to the plastic coating on the wiring. It's the solvents that are in it. And I'll give you an example. Volkswagen used to use a very well-known penetrant product that started with a W and ended in D40.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all kinds of electrical issues, and they actually issued memos out to not use that on the wiring for that reason. The Crown product's a very different chemical formulation. We actually don't have solvents in it. We actually manufacture our corrosion inhibitor specifically for most of the trucking manufacturers. Mack and Volvo, for instance, use our product under their own branding that we make for them for electrical issues. International, Navistar, Freightliner. So it is one of our largest uses is for electrical.
Yeah, it prevents them from going green. Yeah.
All right, Al, are you happy with that answer?
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Al, I want you to hang on, and we're going to give you a gift certificate. Because I got a box of them. I got to get rid of them.
Well, and because you want to give them one.
I want to give you one. And so you hold on, and Sebastian will take your phone number down, and then we'll contact you and arrange to get it out to you.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
And you know what? You'll become part of you'll be back next year. It's like every car that I've ever owned since I've met these guys, which is like back in the 80s, I've always rust-proofed. And I got more money. My Jeep was 10 years old. There wasn't a spot of it. I got $15,000 for a 10-year-old Jeep. And that's wholesale.
Incredible.
That was dealer to dealer. And he's selling it for $20,000.
Well, you know, Al had a specific question, you know, and we've answered his. But other people have called in, too, because, you know, a lot of times the dealer's trying to sell their own rust package, eh? Yep. And people will be told that if they get their car crowned, it's going to affect the warranty. Can you address that?
Yeah, for sure. If you're buying a Volkswagen or a Porsche or an Audi, it absolutely will, because it specifically says in their manual that any aftermarket rust protection. So they take the burden of their corrosion package on. Obviously, we have a little different opinion on that, but we're also not putting the warranty on their vehicles. Every other manufacturer doesn't have statements. What they say in their warranty is they don't want to market, say, aftermarket work, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't want to warranty somebody else's work. So for instance, if somebody buys a Ford F-150 and they're going to go get some accessories put on and they have to drill holes to fasten, say, a step assembly or something like that, what they want to say is they don't want to warranty somebody's workmanship if they cause a problem with the vehicle, which
is understandable.
Which is completely understandable, right? What they can't do, though, is say to a consumer, you can only purchase this through us or it'll void your warranty. And so usually what happens with consumers is they go into a dealership and they're given a story. So in the case of rust protection, they may say, well, you can't go to somebody aftermarket. And then the next sentence is, here's what we're offering you.
Yes.
So in essence, they're offering you an aftermarket product as well,
right?
Usually through a third party,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's we're trying to help consumers get educated on what's available to them and what their rights are.
So
and
quick, that short list of German vehicles was again?
Volkswagen, Audi, Porsche.
Okay.
To the Volkswagen brand. Because they're busy polluting the air, so they have problems.
999.
You know, I mean, having said that, we still have, like we've got, we probably spray 720,000 vehicles per year just in Canada.
Yeah.
And we do an awful lot of the Volkswagen brand, and we put a full lifetime warranty on the vehicles when we do spray them. So we have a number of consumers that say, no, we want the Crown warranty on it.
Interesting. And, you know, the other problem is that it doesn't hurt anything. It only protects because the solvent, whatever its carrier, disappears and just a layer is left.
That's right.
Right? The product works because the oxygen is cut off from the metal.
And we had to fix our own loaner car this week because the gas tank and lines rusted out.
Get out of here.
No, seriously. Well, I bought the car. I was already 15 years old.
Wasn't even built in this decade.
We should have had it sprayed, obviously. I'm hoping the original owner would have had it sprayed.
I know somebody that can help you, Alan.
Perfect.
We're coming back with Carrie Schmidt from the OPP. I hate to say this, we're going to get serious, talking about a serious accident that happened on the 400 Series Highway. And so we were talking serious. One of the techs got jail for writing an illegal safety certificate. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. All righty. Go ahead, Al.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. If you missed any of our shows, don't forget, you can go to Dave's Corner Garage and download our podcast and watch us. You could watch us like every day if you wanted to.
Oh, right now, you can go to zoomerradio.com and
you can get our gorgeous faces.
Don't flip us off.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
All right, it's Dave's Corner Garage coming to you semi-live. I haven't had enough coffee this morning, but we're doing well. My name's Dave Redinger. I'm with Alan Gelman and Trevor Hutchison from Crown, and we're going on the air with Terry Schmidt from the OPP. Terry, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Did I say Terry? I meant Carrie.
Oh, come on. You don't know my name anymore? You forgot who I was?
Well, if you make a mistake on the summons, isn't it just canceled?
Exactly.
Anyhow, we wanted to talk about some serious issues this morning, which was that accident this week about two fuel trucks and 17 cars or something?
Yeah, 14 vehicles altogether, five commercial vehicles. Two of them were loaded to fuel tanker trucks, massive fireball explosion. Three people lost their lives in that crash. Halloween night into November 1st, the highway was shut down all day on the 1st and really didn't get opened completely until the following day, till the 2nd. That was a massive cleanup effort, a huge tragedy. Condolences to the families and everyone involved in that collision. I've spoken to so many people about it already, and it really was horrific. And if you've seen any of the pictures or videos, you can see some of my accounts and on the news. It really was an unbelievable event.
And not talking about anybody's fault, but I've noticed lately out in the highway, people aren't just nice to each other anymore. I mean, it's like the F1, you know, like I can get ahead of you and I just meet the guy at the corner. It's just changed from being letting people in and being courteous to each other. It's like we hate each other, but when you get out of the car, everything's normal again.
Well, it just depends on how tight your timelines are, what your estimated arrival times are. When people are running behind schedule and traffic gets a little heavier and there's delays that are unexpected, and people do get frustrated, and it doesn't matter. Of all drivers, it's not just one specific type of driver. But, you know, we get a collision. It doesn't take long for traffic to slow down. Obviously, they have to if lanes are blocked and emergency response gets on scene. And again, there's flashing lights. You're required by law to slow down as you're passing by. We've already investigated over 50,000 crashes this year, and of those, over 9,000, 10,000 of those crashes have involved injuries. We've had, you know, fatality. 268 people are dead already this year on OPP patrol roads that, for the most part, are very preventable. And the leading causal factors, so we always talk about those big four, aggressive driving being one of them, which is kind of like what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Speed, yeah.
Inconsiderate drivers, inattentive drivers, impaired drivers, drugs, alcohol, all those categories. You know, we shouldn't be seeing that on our roads. We've got to take our time. And let's enjoy the drive, right? This is all about driving. We all love to be drivers.
Kerry, I don't know if you'll have an answer for this. I mean, I remember growing up as a teenager and always looking in the rearview mirror for a police car, which will always seem to be there, you know.
Quick. Oh, you're a guilty mind there. You know you're doing something. You're not looking for us when you're obeying the law. You're only looking for us when you know you're doing something mm-hmm. wrong, buddy.
Okay. My point was they were there.
Okay? It's not speeding until you get a ticket, right?
And we don't see the police presence, I feel anyways, on the roads and highways as we did before. Am I wrong in that thinking?
We're still out there. You know, our numbers are there. The highways haven't, we haven't paved brand new, too many new paved highways, but we're out there all the time. And maybe we're blending in. We have obviously fully marked vehicles. We do have more plain style vehicles. You may not be as noticeable, and you know we're out there. So you know, I know in the urban areas in the GTA, very often you may go all day and never see a police officer, and then you drive a little community and you'll see two or three police officers because of just the proximity of where you are. So, we'll put our officers where they're most needed, but then obviously we're also responding to calls for service.
No, obviously, but with the greater visibility, I mean, you know, we were talking people who are driving aggressively and driving too fast. With that visibility out there, you know, you're always worried that you're going to get stopped. You're going to slow down.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kerry.
The rules of the road are there for everybody, and we're there to enforce the rules, and you may get a ticket, you may get a warning. Hopefully you get some education, you see us. Hopefully that triggers your memory, your mind, that, okay, yeah, wait a second, this is, you know, I'm not doing my part in making this road safe. And even this morning, I was driving down the highway, and I was in the right lane. I was in no hurry at all, enjoying just a nice, quiet morning. And this actually, there's two cars. The first car just blew my doors right off.
Sorry, what were you driving, Kerry?
What's that?
What were you driving, though?
I was driving my own personal vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah. My own personal vehicle. And this car blew my doors off, and he was weaving through lanes like, oh, my goodness. I'm just thinking, I'm going to see him up the road here in a wreck. And, you know, I got off before anything else happened. But, you know, you think you can do it, and obviously, very often you make it home. If you're drinking one night and you get home, you think you're a good driver, and you don't think you're impaired, and you feel emboldened that you can do this every day over and over. Until we get called for this big wreck rollover, which was actually the crash we investigated Halloween night. We were actually at a collision just about a kilometer up the road, a three vehicle crash, single vehicle rollover, and one of the drivers charged with impaired driving.
Wow!
And so it happens all time.
Trevor, go ahead. Hey,
Kerry, we've heard a lot in the media about the onus on the truck drivers that are out there, but you talked about playing our part. So what can we as motorists do to contribute to maybe safer driving and the prevention of these type of accidents on the road?
You know what? Focus on the road. It's not just your cell phone. It's not just distracted driving, but it's all types of inattention. And we talked a lot about big trucks because when the big trucks wreck, the highway shut down. But there are hundreds of thousands of truck drivers out there that are doing an awesome job making their deliveries, driving safely and responsibly. And those are the drivers that I want to recognize and reward and thank for doing what they do to get to keep our store shelves stocked. It's amazing. And thank you to all those great truck drivers out there. So you're driving a big rig and you've got 80,000 pounds, 120,000 pounds of gear hauling down the highway, and you're aware of your surroundings. You've got mirrors all over your vehicle, and you get these little four-wheelers that are often cutting in and getting in that last gap, which is taking away your space. So, again, it's all the sharing the road. If people understand how they can do their part, make themselves visible, eye contact in the urban areas when you're making turns and intersections, giving space, allowing people to merge in without tailgating and just jamming in, because that just causes more frustration. We're all trying to get where we're going.
Get rid of the bicycles. That's, I think, the answer is.
Yeah.
All right, Kerry, I don't know if you can hear the music, but we do have to. we do have to bail. I want to thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you very much. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you.
Daylight savings is coming up as well.
Yeah.
So make sure you remember to turn your clock back.
That means Monday is going to be tough for you, because the Monday when they have daylight savings is usually a tough day.
Oh, don't remind me. He's good what he's saying.
And winter's coming too, so get those snow tires on.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks so much, Kerry.
Yeah.
You know what? In England, they have them. The police cars are day glow yellow with day glow red, and like they really stick out like a sore thumb. So that's what they should be doing here instead of just black and white where they disappear. Anyways,
All right, we've got a whack of callers online, so we're going to get to them. But first, we have to listen to these messages. This is Dave's Corner Garage. All right, welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I said we were going to take our calls, and we've got a few of them. As a matter of fact, two are related to Crown and what people want to know. Well, you know, let's go to Joanne first. She's in Niagara Falls, and she's got an older car. And, well, go ahead with your question.
Hi, good morning, guys. I'm just driving my car down the road, and I hear your conversation about rust-proofing, and a little voice went through my head, my dad telling me for years, rust-proof your car, rust-proof your car, and I've never done it, and he passed away a couple of years ago. So you guys are kind of reminding me that maybe I should do it. But the thing is that, and it's my question, my car is 10 years old. It's in very good shape. I've only got 70,000 clicks on it. Is it worthwhile to do it now?
Trevor?
That's a really good question, Joanne. Do you intend to keep the vehicle?
Hi, Joanne. Sorry, I don't know if you could hear me. Do you intend to keep the vehicle?
I hope it allows me to keep it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what we'd want to do is we'd want to actually get a look at it for you, get it up on a hoist.
Yeah.
But with that mileage on it, I would definitely want to protect it.
Right.
But I'd like to kind of see it. If you don't see any visible rust in that, sometimes with a vehicle that's that old that's never been done before, sometimes there is rust, and we may recommend going and getting some work done on the vehicle first. But if we can get a visual inspection on everything's okay, it's definitely worth spraying.
You actually wash them down if they're muddy underneath and stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so they spray it down, and then they have inspecting. A guy comes in and inspects the floor and the lines and stuff like that.
Joanne, what kind of car is it?
It's an Aveo.
Oh, a Chevy, an old, like a, that's the Suzuki, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think
that's
so.
A Chevy Aveo, but you
it's
know what?
It's a Daewoo.
Touch wood, I've had no problem with it at all.
Well, that's
great. Good, cool
well, you
car.
Know what we're going to do is we're going to help you get started. We're going to send you out a $50 gift certificate that'll help to offset some of the cost of that.
Great.
And then we'll be able to get you into a shop to take a look at the vehicle for you as well.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is don't hang up. Just give us your, they'll ask you for your phone number, and then Paula will call you on Monday.
Oh, super. Thank you very much. Oh,
thanks, Joanne.
Pleasure.
Take care. Oh. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Bye-bye.
All right, got Wayne in Toronto's got a rust problem. What can we do for you, Wayne?
Hi, I was calling about, I have an older Camry, a 2009 Camry.
Well, it's not that old for a Camry.
And a nice car, and my mechanic suggested to me recently that I go to Crown.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, I have small, like, surface rust spots on the body.
Well, I think we lost him.
So I can still answer that. So what I'd suggest, Wayne, is that, again, much like the talking to Joanne, is that if you've got some rust spots, I would suggest that you get them touched up. Because by touching those up, what you'll do is you're going to prevent the rusting basically from the outside in, right, when the paint's breached. What Crown does is protects the body panels from the inside out. And again, your mechanic's absolutely right. What we can do is we can take a look at the vehicle for you, and then we'll likely in every area of the city, we'll recommend perhaps a body shop or a couple that you could go to get an estimate. But it's definitely worth protecting the vehicle.
And the other thing, on that vehicle, the lines go down the center of the chassis, and they're protected by a plastic sort of cover. And that cover holds all the mud and crap up against the piping, and they tend to rot out. We have
right,
a lot
so
of stuff.
They've actually put it on as a preventative, but in the end of the day, it makes matters worse.
Yeah, it makes matters worse. Specifically on that model. There's an issue with the brake lines
Toyota
and the fuel
Camrys.
Lines rotting.
Hondas do it as well.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. A lot of companies have come up with that.
Yeah.
But in fact, like Dave says, it protects it, but at the same time, it harbors that salt, and that's where it corrodes.
Alrighty, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, Dave McLean is going to talk to us about the upcoming Toronto International Auto Show, which is coming up in February, but tickets are available now, so we're going to talk to him about that. And when we come back, we'll... That's it. We're out.
We're out. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
Either in or you're out. Alrighty, we're back. Before we talk to Dave, I just wanted to tell you something. I found this fascinating article about what would happen if you took a Formula One car to Bonneville. And they were trying to reach 400 kilometers an hour. So if you go to our website, Dave's Corner Garage, click on the little Formula One car, and there's a story going on there. Absolutely phenomenal. It took them days, but I'm not going to tell you the story. Anyways, Dave McLean is on the phone. He's the general manager of the Toronto International Auto Show, and he's already working on the show as we speak. True?
Excuse me. Yes, we are, Dave. It's a very, very busy time of the year for us. And, of course, like yourself, we're very excited about the upcoming 2018 Canadian International Auto Show.
Now, you actually go to other shows and you look what they're showing, and then you sort of try and get them to come into Canada. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a number of reasons why we go to events around the world. One is to see what's happening, to try and figure out what future trends are at least looking towards in the auto industry. As much as we all like to believe it, not everything originates in North America and in Toronto. So we keep an eye on what's happening with manufacturers in other parts of the world. We also take a look at what sort of consumer experiences they're presenting to see if there's anything that we can do to make ours that much more unique.
So, Dave, what's hot that's coming up this year? Electric cars?
Well, electric cars, without question. I mean, I think what surrounds electric cars is that people have so many questions about electric vehicles, and in terms of their operating capabilities, their range, how they recharge them, how long does it take to recharge them. I mean, there are so many different questions. So one of the key features that we have this year is called Evolution. Mm-hmm. And not only is it going to be a display of electric vehicles at the center of it all, but it's also going to include new technologies, companies that connect cars to home. So it'll be a vast array of everything that's sort of forward thinking in the auto industry, as well as, our own personal lives.
Interesting. I was reading the other day about the Republicans in the United States are thinking about taking away the benefit of $7,500 worth of buying an electric car because they feel the industry could probably stand on its own now. So,
yeah, well, I don't know what they're doing down in the United States, Dave. If anybody's got it figured out, I think that they're probably next in line to be president. But
Mr. T is taking care of that, yeah.
There are things that happen in Canada and Ontario in terms of rebates that are forwarded or awarded to consumers, presented to consumers for ownership of electric vehicles. There are all kinds of benefits, but I think people have to understand what the real cost of operating a vehicle is as well. Excuse me.
Any chance that Tesla will actually be at the show?
Pardon me?
Any chance that Tesla will be at the show showing some of their cars?
Yeah, we're talking with Tesla right now. Certainly they were not in last year. They decided to take another route, and I think that I don't think it worked out for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's an expectation for them to be at the Canadian International Auto Show. I know that they like to position their brand as being a sort of counterpoint to the industry, and that is that they don't sell, they don't market their vehicles the way the industry is traditionally. But
mm-hmm.
I think the industry is also changing the way that it markets and sells its vehicles, so they need to be aware of that. Otherwise, they're going to have their own challenges.
Well, up to now, they didn't have to sell a lot of cars, but with the three, they want to get into the mass marketing. So,
well, certainly that's going to be their volume vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. So what can I say? So tell me about, we can buy tickets already?
Well, tickets just went on sale, November 1st. And we're really excited because we had the highest single day of sales in the 45th year, the 45 years of the Canadian International Auto Show.
Wow.
Of course, we've only been online with ticket sales for about the last 10 years, 12 years. But it was a great day, and even followed by a very strong second day. So you can go to autoshow.ca right now. You can buy tickets. They make for great stocking stuffers, Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, you can just take advantage of the 25% discount that's available from now until the end of December.
Yeah, $18 for a ticket.
It's great to be to be excited about the auto industry and about the upcoming auto show and be able to have everything locked in place and ready to go.
Family Day is that first Monday.
Family Day is going to be on Monday, February 19th. It's always a big day for the auto show. There's always what we call a show within a show, and we're really looking forward to this year. We've got a number of different programs. We've got some great features. Of course, we've got a relationship that we've forged with Hot Wheels for this coming year, their 50th anniversary. So that's going to be a great family feature and draw at the show. And we've got all kinds of other programs planned as well.
Yeah, we're going to be down there with our town hall. Probably right after the OPP or before them.
Yeah, I know that it's something that you mark in your calendar, and so do we, Dave. We love having you guys down there.
Thank you.
To get that interactive dialogue going. Consumers have a lot of questions, not just about automobiles, but all things related to the automobile, and you guys put on a great forum there.
Thank you. We give away a lot of stuff. I mean, our sponsors are giving away tires, and we give away Crown cans, and
I know that.
Swag is good. So the
You're
auto show is
me up for prizes, Dave. So I'm fully prepared. The closet is loaded. I'm ready to go.
1,000 square. What is it? 65. 650,000
yeah. square feet of automotive delight.
Wow, it's unbelievable how big that is, especially if you go to the Detroit show and it's like it's small compared to what we have here.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing, Dave. Everybody thinks, well, this you know, the granddaddy, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit is the big one. But in fact, Toronto is bigger, and I think, and I am biased, but we do put on a better consumer experience. I mean, Detroit has a lot. It's a big media event.
Yep.
But from a consumer event perspective, I think Toronto does a much better job in providing consumers with what we call the total automotive experience.
And Dave's going to confirm that size matters.
I was going to say, at least you can walk outside.
We're bigger and better. We really are. Dave McLean, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Dave McLean is from the Auto Show, and you can get on the website, and you can get tickets. A 25% discount. That's not wrong. 25%
exactly.
is good.
We got to get out of here so we can get back here because we got so many people on the line.
All right.
We're going to have to run. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be taking your calls right after this break. Did you hear that? It was me, Glen Allen Motors.
I know that guy. Even I take my car there.
Yeah, I fixed it.
When nobody else will take it.
I did our entire studio audience on yesterday.
All right. Now, listen, we're running out of time, so this is going to be a speed round. Don't ask us how we are, and
we're fine, and we're going to get your calls.
So we wait for your calls. So let's start with
Joan. Toronto, question about Crown. Joan?
Yes. I had Crown do my car about a month ago, and all it does is drip, drip, drip.
It's good that it drips.
It was sitting on the road.
Yes, but it's good to the last drop. Trust me.
But it's still dripping in my garage.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
So Joan, what I would suggest is, have you contacted the shop that did the work for you?
No.
Okay. I would suggest just have a chat with them, and they'll look after it for you.
Yeah, and we'll give you they'll probably give you stuff that'll absorb any dripping in, that you have.
I thought they're going to send the guy with a bucket or something.
It's good that it drips.
We've done that.
It's good that it drips.
A piece of plastic and put it down in the garage.
Yeah, cardboard would be better.
Oh well, whatever. It's still dripping.
I'd get a 2-for-1 pizza. Get the big one. And then when you're done with it, you put the box underneath. They work great.
Joan, if I can shut this guy up for a second. It's good that it's dripped because it actually has to move into the cracks along the seams and all that stuff. It has to get in there, and that's how it works. It will eventually stop, and you'll be good for a while.
All right, Joan, thanks for calling in. We're going to go to Art in North York, who's got a problem with the key. What, you can't find it? What's going on?
I want to get a replacement key for the vehicle.
What kind of car?
It's a Nissan 88 Nissan pickup. I went to the dealer. They haven't done it for 12 years.
You know the Canadian Tire? Blah, blah, blah.
Nope.
You know what?
They did my Ford.
Tell you what.
I took it up there. They said, nope, they can't.
There are lots of independent locksmiths out there. Just look in the Yellow Pages or Google them.
I've tried.
Okay, Art, give me a call on Monday. I got a really good locksmith. I'm guaranteed he can help you, okay?
Okay, another question. You know,
quickly.
That Crown.
Yeah.
I haven't had it done for 2 years now. It should be done. I don't drive it in the winter months.
Okay, hang on. We're going to get your phone number, and we'll send you a coupon.
We'll get a coupon
We miss you, Art. Come back to us.
Yes.
All right, we're going to go to Port Hope now and speak to Frank. He's got a question about his Hyundai. What can we do for you, Frank?
I'm just curious about the recalls, but sometimes I go to the dealer for an oil change and whatever, and they'll say there's a recall on
right.
it.
Right.
But I never see them online advertised as
yes, you're absolutely correct.
You know, a recall.
I know with all the other companies, if you go, for example, to Honda or Toyota, you can go right to their website, Toyota Canada or Hyundai Canada, and there's usually a button that says recalls, and all they ask you to do is type in your VIN, which is the 17-digit number, and it will tell you, you know, what's been done and what still needs to be done.
They do keep records.
Oh, because, you know, quite often I just go for recalls and I don't see anything. Yeah. I go to the dealership and then all of a sudden they say, oh, there's a recall in this.
There you go. Like I say, so check the website and you'll be able to punch your car in and get that information.
And hang on. We're going to take your phone number and we're going to get your coupon out.
Perfect. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks,
and,
Frank.
And let's talk to Frank in Hamilton.
Frank in Hamilton has got an edge. What can we do for you, Frank?
I have trouble with the backup camera.
Is it not working?
No, it's not.
I think I did one once recently.
Is it the camera burns out?
The camera. Did it go like foggy or it wasn't focused or just quit altogether?
It just quit altogether. It would come on once in a while, but now it's been dead for quite a while.
Unfortunately, it's the camera itself, most likely. I would get it diagnosed, but you could look online because I know that the customer of mine found one he bought on eBay for half the price, and it was an original Ford product. So,
okay.
What's the price on the camera?
If you buy it here, probably about $800. It was crazy. But he bought it for about half that.
Will the Wrecker sell it to you?
Yeah, the Wrecker will sell it to you.
Go to car-parts.com. Car-parts.com. Every Wrecker in North America, including Canada. Just punch it in, and you can find as many as you want.
And it wasn't very difficult to change, so any garage can do it for you.
It could be like $25 or $50, something like that.
Good luck with that, Frank.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
you're very
now
welcome.
A couple of quick things.
Yes?
Well, we're doing the show in 2 minutes. There was a technician a couple of years ago assigned a safety certificate on a vehicle that did not actually pass.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was killed. His name was Joe Romano, and he ended up getting jail time and 48 hours of public service and 2 years probation. So safety checks really now have become really serious. A lot of documentation on a safety check.
Well, they were always serious if you took it that way.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, this guy
didn't. You know, we get people in sometimes where they go, "You've always serviced my car. I mean, so you should know." All of a sudden, I'm responsible. You know,
for doing your thing.
Well, please. I come back to people and say, you know what, I couldn't tell you if my own car would pass today, because until you get it up in the air and you look at it, you know, stuff happens, and you could cut
That's
a tire, you could ruin a brake line, all kinds of things could happen.
BMW is recalling 1 million vehicles in North America. This came out last night at 12:30.
Okay.
That's just a world show.
They were trying to, like,
slip it in.
Yeah, exactly. Slip it in. One recall covers 670,000 3-series BMWs from 2006 to 2011. So,
what kind of problem were they having, you know?
Fire problems.
Ah.
All right, now the second one covers 740,000 2007s to 11s. The valve from the heater that could rust and lead to a fire, that's a rare case. So in other words, if you own a BM, I'd be checking the website, looking for your serial number, and making sure that you are not in a recall.
Actually, a lot of people take their phones with them when they're doing the BM, you know?
You know, the other thing about
they recalls, sit there and you just look at the phone.
From the dealer's position, it's good because
you
get to meet the customer again.
The dealer's position.
Yeah. Well, the guy, you haven't seen him for a while, right? And bad news from the government is that the Republicans are looking at repealing the $7,500 federal EV tax.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're buying an electric car, you're going to pay full freight. So I'm sure that's going to push a lot of guys into these electric vehicles if they're going to.
I want to thank Trevor from Crown for coming down.
You're very welcome, gentlemen.
And thanks for giving away those certificates. Very kind of you.
We are happy to do that.
Really want to thank Dave McLean from The Auto Show. Go online. You can get your tickets early. Save yourself a whack-a-dough. And Kerry Schmidt from the OPP. Thank you.
Yeah, one last thing. So this article in the Toronto Star this morning says this guy threw a bottle in the ocean with a note, this gal from Oakville, and 2 years later somebody answered the note. And I'm thinking, how come it takes 14 days to get a letter to Scarborough? That doesn't work for me. Anyways, have a great weekend. It's
been
a pleasure.
Safe, everyone. Please pay attention. Leave your phone off. And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.